Paul, you had the first couple of shots. Josh Morrissey gets a few opportunities early in the first period. Can't beat Vasilevsky. They get three before the first period expires. Just how did you see this game get rolling and them take advantage?
Yeah, it'd be difficult to say our start was good, but I thought the first two shifts were fine, right? There's some chances there, but we are just not defensively competitive enough in that game to win it, right? We give up six shots, the first three in the back of the net, so it's a 1-0, a 2-0, and a 2-on-1. You know, the first, third, fourth, fifth goal should be fairly even strength at times in those plays. And they're outskated us or just beat us to the net hard.
I guess how do you explain that after 2 days?
I don't have an explanation for you. We were moving right, and then we got to 2-0, and now we're waiting for the puck to come to us. And that's the best explanation I can give you. I don't know.
What's been the difficulty with stringing some consistency together lately?
So if you're talking about wins,
sure.
You get into all of these. I mean, tonight was not a tight game. Last game was. You know, we give up 41 shots in a game. Your goaltender's that good. That's why there's a zero. The two prior one-goal games were going to look like this, not 7-1. But it'll be tight, tight games. You're not getting on an easy roll right now. That's not coming.
Is that one where you burn the tape, or are there a lot of teachable moments?
No, it's not so much teachable. We got to deal with it so that you've won five in a row and you have one of those games, you let it go. But when you're struggling to put wins together, it's just cleaner and safer and simpler if you just identify, make sure we take a look at what happened. There'll certainly be enough there for everybody.
Sure. Just on that goalie interference, just on a clerical. There isn't an opportunity to reverse challenge that.
Yeah,
right?
Okay. Yeah, I can challenge that.
Okay. Did you? Why didn't you?
Because it's a 7-1 game, okay. And I've got very little faith, whether I'm right or wrong, that it's going to go my way. You have to overturn those. And the last thing we need is another guy breaking another bone, killing a penalty at the end of a 7-1 game, and I don't give a rat's ass that we made it 7-2.
Mark Scheifele is a -4 tonight, yeah. And certainly on the scene for some of the goals that you named earlier. Where's his defensive game at overall right now?
Wouldn't base an assessment on his overall game after tonight. I mean, look, there's a bunch of guys that got hung for big ones, and if they didn't, the puck didn't go inside the post, it went outside the post. Nobody was any good tonight, coach included.
Fair to say then you're not going to extrapolate too much from tonight going forward as you prepare for the road trip.
Yeah, we're going to look at one idea only tomorrow, and that's some of our single gap competitive when the game was 1-on-1, and we weren't able to at least stop them. You know, first goal, we're there, right? Third one as well, we've got body position, and fourth one and the fifth one as well. I mean, you've got to win those battles. It's not about how many goals you score here in the league; it's the final score that matters.